Well, where we left off, the remember that Christian, and to be a pilgrim too, Christian got through. Yeah, come on up. Well, Christian got through the valley of humility. He got through the valley of the shadow of death, and then he got out of the cave of purpose. Yeah, the cave of purpose. I know it makes you want to wince because there was this big giant called purpose there. And as he was going along, he began to continue on his journey. After he got out of the cave, he had those two friends that were in there, empathy and sympathy, and they helped him to get out because when they gathered together, there was enough light in the cave that they could find a door. But he couldn't get out except that he found those guys, and there were a lot of people that didn't have the light of Jesus inside that cave. So when he got out, as he was walking along, he saw off in the distance, he saw the person that he was trying to catch up with, whom the gatekeeper told him at the palace was a man named Faithful. So he started running as fast as he could, and he ran and he ran, and he was feeling good about how good he was running. He was running so fast that he passed up Faithful, and then as soon as he did, he looked back with a big old smile, and he tripped and went tumbling all over himself. And then Faithful, walking along, looks down, and Christian picks himself up, and you know, he says, I'm so sorry, I was so excited about seeing you and then catching up and passing you that I got a little filled with pride. And Faithful says, you know, that the pride cometh before a fall, but a haughty spirit. Pride cometh before destruction, and a haughty spirit before the fall. And Christian realized, yes, that's true. And then he picked himself up. He apologized. He asked forgiveness of the Lord for being so filled with pride. And the two walked together, Christian and Faithful. And so Faithful asked, well, so where have you come from? And Christian told him all about his adventures, because he had heard of Christian while they were on the same tender. They were on this ship out in the, they were on the tender, remember? Faithful was also a member of that tender. So they were both tender members in the middle of the Cook Inlet, going around in circles, always bringing in fish, but never putting any fish out. And that it was doomed for destruction. And so Christian told him all about his adventures of going off, getting off the ship and getting in a boat and going away. And then Ben D. Went along with him for a while, but he had to go back when they hit Satan's spout, and it turned the boat that they were in around and around and upside down, and Christian fell out of it. And he told Faithful all about that and how he got to the shore, and he finally went through the small hatch in the bulkhead and had his adventures there, almost getting shot by the devil in the tower, shooting flaming arrows at him and being pulled in. And how he walked up the narrow way, that was very narrow and very straight, going to the cross, and how he met Jesus at the cross and was saved, and the burden was removed off of his back, and how he went up this hill difficulty. And the conversation went back and forth because they had many of the same experiences, but Christian went and talked about his pilgrimage and how he went to the beautiful bastion, the palace, the castle that was up at the top of the hill, how he met the lions before he went to the palace that were chained up, and he was very scared of them. And then after he left, he went into the valley of humility, and he fought Apollyon, and then he also went into the valley of the shadow of death, where there was darkness so thick that you could feel it, and that the flames were coming up and bursting out. And he was very afraid until he prayed with all prayer while he had all of his armor on, but he prayed. And so he went through all of those, he talked about all of those things, and Faithful listened. They had the conversation back and forth, and Faithful actually didn't go into the castle, because that's where the palace, the beautiful bastion where Christian was. He didn't go there because there was still light, but he did encounter some problems along the way. He told Christian about how Ben D. from the Pliable family when he came back, everybody made fun of him, and that there were people that he didn't There were people that that weren't very kind to Ben D. But the witness of Christian, when he was on the ship, went all around on that tender. But some people didn't like it, but faithful. He left afterwards. After Christian left, when he was called, remember what his first name was? What we used to call Christian? The ragman. Because we'll let John know that this ragman, this guy, he was dressed in rags before he met Jesus. And all his clothing was so filthy, it was so bad, the way that he lived, is that when he tried to wash his clothes, when they came out of the washer, they were even dirtier when he started. Then when he tried to iron them to get the wrinkles out, it actually put more wrinkles in, until he met Jesus, and Jesus clothed him with new things, and his name, being Chris Adamson, was changed now to Christian the New Man. He was a new man in Christ. Now, Faithful, when he got to the hill difficulty, there was a man that tried to entice him. His name was Adam Sr. And this older Adam, this first Adam, he says, hey, you know, he was very convincing. Faithful says, this man was very convincing to me. He talked about so many things that were very nice. And Adam Sr. promised that he could marry his daughters. He had three daughters. And he says, you could marry all of them. The first one's name is the lust of the flesh. The other one's lust of the eyes. And the other one's the pride of life. And you could marry all three of them. And it sounded pretty convincing. And Faithful was almost inclined to take him up on his offer. Hey, marry three wives? That sounds wonderful. But then he decided maybe that's not such a good thing, and he started climbing up the hill, difficulty, the perilous peak, and as he was climbing up the hill, he looked behind his shoulder, and there was someone chasing him. So he kept on running, and he got to the place where the arbor was, where the garden was, and he got hit from behind. And he was unconscious for a while, and as soon as he came up, he opened his eyes, and he got hit again in the stomach real hard, and he fell over, and he just passed out. And as soon as he came to again, he got hit in the head. And then he was unconscious, and he came to, and he says, wait a minute, have mercy on me. He says, I don't know how to show mercy. And he hit him again, boom, and he went unconscious, and he was just, hurt, until someone came along to help him. He came along, and he didn't see who it was who picked him up. But he had holes in his wrists and also in his feet and in his side, and he could see that. And he was able to get up the rest of the hill the rest of the way. And Christian said, I know who that was. That was the Lord of the Hill. You know that? Because he had, who was that? You know his name. Who was that? Who was that? It was Jesus, because he had holes in his wrists, the one who was crucified. Yeah, Nick. God, that's right. It was God, and that's who helped him. And Christian knew who it was that hit him. His name was Mr. Law, Moses Law. And Moses doesn't know anything about mercy. All he does is hit people and keep them down and punch them until they're unconscious. But he got away because the Lord helped him up. But since it was still daytime, he didn't stop to rest at night, and he just kept on along his journey. When he got to the Valley of Humility, he came to another problem. There was a woman from the Wanton family. Her name was Ramblin' Rose, and she tried to entice him to come on over. And he was very humbled by that, because he's in the Valley of Humility. He didn't meet with Apollyon, but he met with something quite worse. A woman that was trying to draw him away. All these different kinds of religion and all these lusts of the flesh, they tried to bring him away. But he got through the Valley of Humility the same way that Christian did. But when he got to the Valley of the Shadow of Death, he met with a man named Discontent that told him to go away. Discontent reminded him of all his former friends, arrogance and pride, and what are some of these other guys named? Oh, conceit and fame. They were all on the ship, and he says, you need to go back there, because you need to keep them company. You need to go back to the tender where you were. But Faithful refused to go through. He wanted to stay on the road, going to the celestial city. And then he was walking. As he walked past, he didn't even see the caves that were there. As Faithful went by, not blinded by the things of the giant's Pope and Pagan and Purpose. And as he went by, he walked through, and that's where he met a Christian, and they shared their stories. But while they were walking, and I know I've gone a little too long, while they were walking, off to the side, there was a very tall man, a tall and lanky man, that they called over to them, and his name was Charles, but he says, "But people call me Chatty Chaz," because he loved to talk. And he was glad he called them over. He said he was going to the celestial city too, but underneath all that the tall, good-looking features that you could see from way off, when he got up close, he was real ugly. And underneath, I'll have to tell you next time.